Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we have modified driver Jeremy Nelson. We will also hear from Mike Bath, General Manager of the Napa Distribution Center in Owatonna. We will also hear from Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KEFCORacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Rhino Egg believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoegg.com.
Hey, this is Dave for Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to have modified driver Jeremy Nelson on the show with me today. Jeremy, what does a typical week look like for you when you head out with your modified? What tracks can fans normally see you run at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, usually it depends on the week. When we're just going to race weekly races, on Fridays we'll be anywhere from Fergus Falls, we're usually there, or St. Cloud at Granite City Speedway. Saturdays it can be anywhere from Ogilvy, that's typically where we are on Saturdays, and then Sundays we typically have the night off. We use that to get our stuff ready for the next week. And other than that, we've been doing that Advantage RVs modified tour. We've been traveling around with that. We were one weekend where we were at St. Cloud and Ogilvy, and then one weekend we were up north racing at Grand Rapids, Superior, Wisconsin, Ashland, Wisconsin, and then finished that off at Proctor. And then our last weekend that we raced that tour, we were out west where we started out racing at Aberdeen, South Dakota, went out to Huron, and then finished it out at Miller.
What excites you about the modified division?
What excites me the most is that it takes a good driver to drive them. They're small tires, lots of horsepower, and I came from open wheel racing when I raced go-karts when I was younger, and just kind of always enjoyed it, especially with my uncle, Jay McDonald, who I always grew up watching him race and helped him out for a few years before I started racing. And then I also have another uncle who races modifieds, and I've always helped him out too. And modifieds has been always a big part of our family.
You didn't happen to race at the Minnewaska track, did you?
No, I did not. I actually raced asphalt road course racing. I started out racing when I was 7, I think. We were up in Brainerd where they had a little asphalt track inside their big road course track. And then when I turned 11, we started traveling around the country. We were racing everywhere from Florida to Oklahoma, and we were out in New Jersey, and we're all over the place when you race go-karts.
Granite City Speedway is a really cool track. As a fan, I like to see the cars shooting into turn one, and it seems like there are two definite lines. Either the driver's going high up next to the wall or shooting right down low next to the infield.
Correct. Usually that track in the heat race is usually bottom dominant, but usually in the features it will get black, and where I shine the best is when the middle slickens off and I can drive right through the middle, because majority of people don't have their car set up where they can do that. And it's one of our best parts about the Masters built cars that my Uncle Jay builds, that they're really good when it slickens off.
Ogilvy on Saturday nights. What is it like rim riding on a dry, slick track? That has to be a blast for you as a driver.
Yeah, that by far Ogilvy is my favorite track to race at. That place is every week. Nate, he does a great job with the track prep there, and the Wagamans do a great job running it. You can run anywhere you want. If there's a car in front of you, run low. You can go high. If you've got two cars in front of you, one high, one low, you can roll right through the middle. It's just a fun track. It's always smooth and always black and slippery, and there's definitely nothing better than that.
You also get some racing in at Viking Speedway in Alexandria and I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls. How do those tracks fit your driving style?
They fit it fairly well. I-94 Speedway, it usually slickens off too, and they usually have that cushion up there, so sometimes you have to get up on the wall and get up on the steering wheel and get after it. And same thing with Viking Speedway. That place is always really fast, and you have to kind of man up and just go for it. And sometimes when we have to do that, and I'm always up for it.
You mentioned the Advantage RV Mod Tour. What a cool series. You are doing extremely well, and for the fans, it gets drivers to their track that they would normally not get to see.
Yeah, that tour is absolutely outstanding. Hats off to Ruben Meyer for putting that thing on. It gives us drivers a chance to travel around and pays it very well for every race. And yeah, for us, it's been going really well. Last year, we ended up finishing the series second in the points, and this year we're currently leading and got like a 30-point cushion right now going into the last weekend, and hopefully it works out for us, and hopefully we can take that championship.
The South Dakota tracks you visited, like Miller, Aberdeen, and Huron, how did you do on that leg of the tour? And it had to be awful hot out there.
Yeah, it was definitely warm. It was those tracks out there are definitely something that we are not accustomed to. Aberdeen and Huron, they tend to have their tracks a little bit more wet and more hammered down, and something that we're obviously not used to, but we still ended up faring pretty well. Aberdeen, we finished sixth, and Huron, we finished fifth, or maybe it was the other way around, but something like that. And Miller, that track, we were looking forward to going back there because last year when we ran there, the track was slippery and really fun to drive. We ended up winning there last year, so we were pretty excited to go back there. And sure enough, when we went back there this year, it was, again, really slippery and really fun to drive. We ended up coming out third, and we're right behind the leaders, Kent Arment and Dave Kane, and we're right there in the action.
You mentioned you tried some experimenting with the car during this leg of the tour. What were you hoping to find? Because you seem to already have the car dialed in.
Yeah, that's a pretty good question. Jay just always, since he builds cars, he likes to always look and try to find that extra edge. And me, I always give really good feedback to him when we do testing or with the car, and he knew that with this new car and being able to go with the old car, we had a good comparison. So if we knew if it was just as good, if not better, than the old car, then we knew we had something.
I noticed some of the drivers are cutting holes in the sail panels now on the modifieds. Some of them have them closed, some of them have them open. What is the difference?
Aerodynamics have gotten huge in racing these past few years, and especially in the late models, as you look at them, they're all these big teams are now going to wind tunnels and doing all this stuff. And in the modifieds, it obviously isn't as important with the open wheels and no fenders and everything, but mainly they just kind of look cool. That's Jay was the one who came up with the look this year. He saw it a few years ago in a car in a show. It's 1 year, and he's just like, yeah, that looks kind of cool. So this year he decided to, or last year was the first year he brought them out, and he's like, yeah, we're going to give them a try to see if it helps or not. But I don't think it really makes that much of a difference. It just more mainly looks than anything else, just make it look different.
A couple of Advantage RV Tour highlights, the race between you and Alex Guthmiller at Proctor. Wow, what a great race for the fans, and you had a pretty good seat watching the whole thing from your car.
Yeah, that was definitely a close one. He raced, we started dead last, and that was actually the first time I drew fairly poorly and had to start in the back, and they only were taking, you wanted to be the top two to make the redraw, and we had a pretty good heat, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be difficult, but somehow we were able to work our way up into second and caught up to Guthmiller, and him and I raced side by side, and it was, very close when it came to the line, and I thought we won it, and I thought, came in the pit area, I'm like, oh, wow, that was close, and like, yeah, too bad he didn't get it. I was like, oh, crap, I thought for sure we had it, and I guess same thing happened for that feature in the RV Tour at Ogilvy when Jody and I raced side by side for the last 7-8 laps, and him and I, neither of us could nose past one another, and then sure enough, he ended up beating me on the last lap by 0.003 seconds.
And they said that is the closest Wissota modified feature in history, and the fans were going wild. It had to be exciting for the two of you to be involved in that race.
Yeah, that actually wasn't the first time where Jody and I were, him and I at this year at Ogilvy, we've been close neck and neck so many times, and that time he definitely got me, but there was a few races earlier this year where him and I were side by side, and I was able to take the lead from him, but yeah, it was fun, even though we finished second, it was definitely probably one of the highlights of the career, because it was so fun.
The race at Proctor, did you have your car set up to run the middle of the track, or did it just turn out that way?
We actually don't really change much on our car, because once it's set, and we just kind of run wherever, but it usually fits my driving style best to run the middle, and yeah, that track ended up working out for us to run that middle, and we ended up getting up into fourth, but it got hard once we got up to the guys in front of us, because they were also doing the same thing, and it just was a little difficult to pass.
You held off the number 40 of Kevin Adams for another tour win at Grand Rapids. Now that's saying something, because Kevin's tough to beat. Your attitude has to be changing with each race from, yeah, we could win this, to, yeah, we're going to win this.
Yeah, it's crazy. Our confidence is at an all-time high this year. That race with Buzzy starting right behind us, I knew that he was going to be tough to beat and knew we had to get going right away. And when we got in that lead and got into lap traffic, I was like, oh, here we go. Now this is where it's going to get interesting. And sure enough, he poked his nose on the outside of me a few times, and I thought for sure that he was going to rail right past us. But we were able to stay out in front of him, and he could have definitely probably pinched me off a few times or used me up, but he's been – he's a really clean driver, and it was definitely fun. But yeah, beating him, previous national champion, he's always a contender for the national championship in Wasota. It was definitely a very good high point for us.
The Advantage RV Mod Tour is taking drivers to 12 different tracks over a four-month period. You are currently leading, as you said. How do you feel about the remainder of the tour?
I feel pretty confident. The last three races are at I-94 Speedway in Fergus, Viking Speedway in Alexandria, and then Watertown, three tracks that we've had previous success at. And we already have one win at Fergus, and we've had quite a few good finishes in Alec in the past couple of years. And Watertown, last year when we raced there, we had pretty good success there, finishing, I think, top five both times we were there. So as long as nothing goes wrong, I think we have a good shot at it.
What track didn't you like on the tour, and which track did you love?
Well, Ogilvie is by far my favorite track. I absolutely love that place. Huron is probably, I would say, my least favorite. I didn't hate it by any means, but it's different than what I'm used to, because that track, you hold it wide open and just go around the track, and it makes it difficult to pass. Everyone just gets spread out so quick, and if you don't have a good start or a good starting position, which didn't that race, we started 14th, it just made it difficult to make up ground.
What are your thoughts on the Minnesota Modified Nationals?
Yeah, that's always a fun show. Chris Steppen does a good job at running that, paying out the big money, and it was fun having it at Ogilvie, especially this year with his new format that he did with three rounds of heat races and passing points, and that definitely helped us out and played in our favor, because you just have to pass cars and be consistent, in which it helped us out. And yeah, it was a fun race. It just sucked on Saturday when it rained all day. We ended up racing. The track was way different than it was the night before. Thinking that if we had dry slick track, if it wouldn't have rained, I thought we would have had a really good shot at it. But with the rain, just something that we're not really accustomed to with the hammer down track. But once we got going the last half of the race, we were able to work our way back up the fourth. So it actually worked out pretty good.
I bet there were a lot of people scrambling trying to figure out a setup.
Yeah, it definitely was. Everyone was thinking there was no way that we were going to race, because it rained on and off all day. But Nate and his crew at Ogilvie, they did an excellent job getting that track ran in, and track never came apart. It was smooth all night, and it actually became fairly racy by the end of the feature.
Jeremy, you put up a really cool picture over the weekend on Facebook of both your A-Mods sitting side by side doing some track testing, and I was talking to you off the air, and I said, man, as good as you're doing this here, why would you even chance testing another car? But you still want to get faster.
Yep, you always want to get better, because if you're not getting faster, someone else is, and then if you're not getting faster, someone will end up beating you, and then you're behind. So you have to always try to stay ahead of the eight ball and try to keep getting faster so you can continue winning races.
Who is helping you keep the cars together and also on board as sponsors?
It's mainly my dad. He does the majority of the work. Him and Jay, who also helps out, they call me the suitcase racer, because I basically show up with my helmet and drive the car, so I kind of got it made. But both my parents, they help out a lot. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be racing. We got Mike Wendland, the guy who has been with my dad helping out other drivers in past years, and he's been around. My brother, he comes around all the time and tries to when he's able to help us out. But our main sponsors this year are Integrity Title of Alexandria and Masters Built by JMR, and then Sturdy Race Engines.
Jeremy, you also have some really cool race apparel available.
Yeah, we do. We're starting to run low on shirts. We only have limited sizes, but we plan on getting another order in probably before the end of the year, if not first thing for next year, and we'll definitely have an announcement once the shirts are available.
What are your racing goals for the remainder of the 2017 season?
I'd like to continue winning features. We started off the year fairly hot, winning four races right off the bat, and hopefully we continue picking up some more wins. It'd be nice to get to that double-digit mark, but, guy can dream and hope, but mainly it would be nice to get that tour championship for that RV tour, and if that ends up working out for us, it'll definitely be a high point.
That tour championship would be great. And Jeremy, I thank you so much for your time and being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast. We can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sippy toys.
Fire them up. Let the horses run.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradoc.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Mike Bath, General Manager of the Napa Distribution Center in Owatonna, Minnesota. And Mike, when did you become involved with Napa, and how long have you been the GM here at the Owatonna Distribution Center?
Good day, Clayton. I've been with Napa for 35 years now. Started out as a factory representative, and then went to work for the distribution center, starting out in Fresno, California, and worked my way up through the organization there, and then making the Napa tour throughout the United States. Went to Fresno, to Memphis, to Mount Vernon, Illinois, Jackson, Mississippi, to Columbus, Ohio, to Minneapolis, and then finally Owatonna about 13 years ago.
Listeners tuned into The Dirt Show are very lucky here in this area, having access to not only the distribution center here in Owatonna, but also Minneapolis. What that means if you are a local customer is that if you have a part that they do not have at your local store, they check here at the Owatonna warehouse. Minneapolis may have it. You can have it very rapidly and fast turnaround.
That's right, Clayton. The idea of the Napa distribution centers being in local communities like it is here in Owatonna is the quick turnaround in parts. We want to get the part to the consumer, who is the installer. We want to get to them as quickly as possible. So certainly we want the part to be in the store, but having the distribution center nearby our 87 stores that we service is what makes us different from the other people who have their distribution centers more scattered about.
And explain what a distribution center does, because this is an amazing place.
Well, it's a little bit different from a warehouse. A distribution center receives goods and virtually turns them around on the truck the next day. So the idea is to get the product in. We get shipments from our manufacturers at least once a week, and to get that product in and then redistribute it to our stores. And we're at each one of our stores every single night, getting them their stock orders as well as their special order items that they've ordered throughout the day.
The amount of parts on the shelf here at the DC is enormous, and NAPA has always been a big supporter of the home and auto enthusiasts that's working in their driveway, in their shop, in their backyard, and the stores also provide loaner tools too.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things you'll find at the Owatonna stores. They do have loaner tools. Our primary customer happens to be the commercial garages, who we've established a relationship for many, many years. But also, I think our walk-in customers are very important to us. The farmer, the small fleet owner, the construction worker, the contractor, the plumber, and having those parts not only for their work vehicles, but also for their family vehicles as well.
And speaking of the farmer, we're just around the corner from fall harvest, and the amount of filters you stock, the bulk lubricants, the specialty tools, just about every farmer in the area has a NAPA sticker in their shop and has that number on speed dial.
Well, they probably are our largest retail customer. They come and they buy filters a couple times a year. But also when things break down, like they blow a hydraulic hose, they're in there. When they burn up a bearing, they're in there with the remnants of their bearing. And we just try to figure it out. I think, Glenn, that's one of the things that separates us from other people is when you come in, you're probably going to find someone who works on a farm, grew up on a farm, has a farm, and they're also there working behind the parts counter there to help you. So they know exactly the difference between a Ford 8N tractor and a 5000 series John Deere.
Over-the-road truck drivers and fleet companies, NAPA carries brake drums, batteries, mud flaps, lubricants, and more to keep those large over-the-road trucks moving down the road.
That's right, Clayne. Important part of our business, and really one of our largest heavy-duty customers, again, is our farmer. But we do supply parts for large trucks, for the tractor trailers, wheel-end parts, thick block, drums, 30-30 brake chambers. And again, you come in, we use a program called Fleet Cross, where we pretty much can take the information that the fleet owner has and be able to translate it into NAPA Ease and get him the parts that he's looking for.
The recent purchase by the warehouse of the Owatonna and Waseca NAPA stores, how is this going to benefit the local customers in the area?
Well, Klein, this is a big step for us. For years, the stores here in Owatonna and Waseca were independently owned. But the owner came to us and made us an offer that we couldn't refuse, and we were happy to be able to purchase both the Owatonna store and the Waseca store. And what was interesting about Waseca is we bought the NAPA store and we bought the CarQuest store, and we consolidated them, and we really have the best of both worlds there. The idea of it was to have the total connection here. The distribution center's been here for 38 years, but there's a lot of people who didn't even know that we existed. I explained to them where it is where the dog food factory is, and they seem to know where that is. But now we have a greater presence within the community, and it just comes all together for the complete package for our customer.
And that is an interesting point you bring up. A lot of people didn't realize the distribution center was here. But having a storefront, you actually employ a lot of local people in this area through the distribution center, now through the Owatonna store, now through the Waseca store. You are a huge employer in this region.
Well, we're good sized, and we have to recognize people like Federated and the people there at the hospital who are really very, very large employers. But I will say this is the fact we're very proud of the people that work for our operation. They do come from the local community. They are the grassroots of our community, and they also understand our business. They understand what service is, and they have a great commitment to Owatonna and also to our customers, and especially our installer customers.
Coming up on Saturday, August 12th, you are having a huge event to showcase all of these changes with NAPA and showcase the Owatonna store. Talk about what listeners can see.
Well, what they're going to see is something that they've never seen before. People have seen tool trucks run around town, but they've never seen a 53-foot tool truck that takes over a 3,000-square-foot footprint once it's all set up. So there's tools and equipment. There will be factory representatives there. Some fun things, too. We've got a NASCAR simulator that's there, and this is where, you know, an actual car that they strap into, so they get that experience, too. So they're going to come to an event, to a happening, so to speak. And it's going to be a celebration. And it's going to be a celebration of the Owatonna store. There's going to be a tool sale there where essentially tools will be about half off. So some great savings. And, of course, we're going to be working with the pork producers again. And we're excited to be able to have a tent set up and food set up so people can come and just enjoy themselves and save a few dollars on some tools and equipment.
If people would like to find out more information about this event on Saturday, August 12th, what is the best number, and what website can they check out more information on NAPA?
Klein, the best thing to do is to call the store and talk to Brian Bronner, the store manager, or Mike Olsenbruns, the outside salesman for the store, or just to go in. There'll be flyers there to hand out. So that's the best way to do it. Everybody knows where the store is on Pearl Street, because I think that we're going to have quite a big gathering of people there in this celebration of our new presence here in Owatonna.
And Mike, from all the race fans out there, I do want to thank you for bringing the Lucas Oil late models here to Minnesota. I know one thing: when you have an outside event, you can't do anything about Mother Nature, and you can't do anything about a schedule that's already full when you get a rain out. But next year, 2018, they will be back, and I am very excited, along with a lot of other people.
Yes, Klein, we're really excited about our relationship first with Deer Creek. What a wonderful facility in the Queensland family. We have a wonderful working relationship with them. And the Lucas event just kind of tied things in together. We have a very, very strong relationship with the Lucas family, Forrest Lucas, Charlotte Lucas, his wife, Morgan Lucas, their son, who is a world champion drag racer. And so it just kind of made sense to make this shift with the Lucas race. And so we're excited about it. It will be big, and I don't have a date yet for it, but if you check the Deer Creek website, I'm sure that we'll be seeing a date set in probably November.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you there next year, and also down at the Owatonna Napa store on Pearl Street on Saturday, August 12th. It's going to be an awesome event in downtown Owatonna, and Mike, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You're welcome, Klein. And again, we thank the community of Owatonna for supporting us over the years with the previous ownership, and now with the new Genuine Parts Company ownership. We're looking for a lot of years of a wonderful relationship together.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Klein.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year. So we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for Hornaday race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors. And in 2015, Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated was established at the Dodge Center Industrial Park location. Power Lift Hydraulic Doors by FMI Inc. currently is serving Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa. No door is too big or too small. We've got you covered with all your Power Lift Hydraulic Door needs. Customer loyalty and quality work is what you can expect from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Any day is a good day to buy a Husqvarna, but with Doug's Fair Specials going on, now is a better time than ever to upgrade your mower to a dependable Husqvarna Zero Turn from Miner's Outdoor. See the entire lineup of quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment at the Miner's Outdoor display at your local fair, and be sure to check out Doug's money-saving fair specials. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Welcome back, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Pat Fagan, president, owner of Axle Exchange and Fast Shafts in Des Moines, Iowa. And Pat, it's great seeing all of the Fast Shaft customers on your Facebook page. Ryan Gustin just recently parked it for the USMTS Silver Dollar Nationals, Kenny Wallace at Farmer City Raceway, plus wins at the Hawkeye Dirt Tour and the Knoxville Raceway Modified Show. Your clients are winning all over the country.
Yeah, we've worked very hard to align ourselves with a lot of good racers, and golly, we've made a ton of friends along the way, and I'm not even sure these racers are customers anymore. Most of them are such good friends, and I spend so much time out on the road spending days and nights with them at different racetracks all over the country. It just seems like it's just part of the family anymore. And I got to sit back and think, oh, shoot, maybe I better take the weekend off and spend some time with my real family. But yeah, I've been to the Cedar Lake, I've been to Wheatland, I've been to Humboldt, went to Tri-City over there at Kevin Gundacker's racetrack. He's an old Midwestern racer from way back, and Kevin's always a really, really good time, and Oskaloosa a couple times. Yeah, it was a good time up at Cedar Lake seeing Ryan Gustin click off a $50,000 win, and just watch him again over there at I-80 in Nebraska winning another $10,000. I was talking to Rick Gustin this morning about Ryan, and Rick said that his son has won about $127,000 since he started driving for Hughes Racing, and Rick was wondering if maybe old Ed Gressel's thinking twice about getting rid of Ryan Gustin about now. But yeah, the kid's he's on fire, and poor Jason got into a pretty bad accident here a couple weeks ago, so he's just going to stay home for a while and try to heal up and get better. And of course, the world misses him, but with Ryan Gustin in his Hughes chassis, I think they formed a heck of a team together.
Pat, you are also a big part of the IMCA Super Nationals coming up and the title sponsor for the All-Star Invitational.
Yeah, voting started yesterday. It's going to be an exciting year. Last year we had a couple of speed bumps at the Super Nationals. They changed the format of the Super Nationals overall, and then Wednesday we got just plummeted with rain, and then we lost Wednesday and Friday, so we basically had to cram 4 days of racing into 6 days. So, and last year was the first year that part of my sponsorship, I used to give each of the drivers a 2-inch chromoly drive shaft as part of being chosen to race in that race, but last year I chose to put each and every one of them in a brand new driving suit with a big Fast Shaft logo on the front of it, and it was a pretty spectacular picture to have 30 guys up on the same stage in the same driving suit. It was really, really cool. Brad, the guy that owns Velocita, he said never in a lifetime has he ever had anything like that. So he said that was a very first for him to have 30 guys in his driving suit up on the stage. And this year we're going to go a little bit further. I'm just going to go ahead and put Fast Shafts on the back of the driving suit this year, and then We've also invited six other IMCA sponsors to have their logos put on the sleeves, and it's going to be a little more filled out this year. Last year, the driving suit looked really good, but I just think it looked a little bare, so we're going to add a little more color to it this year. And I think so far, and I might be premature in saying part of this, but I think so far I've got Performance Bodies. They're going to be on there. Aero Race Wheels is going to be on there. I think Mel Cushman from Cushman Racing Products down in Missouri, he's the company that makes all the lug nuts for the NASCAR teams. I think he's going to be on one of the sleeves. I think the other one is KSE Steering Components, and possibly Schoenfeld Headers and Outpace Racing Products. So it should be a pretty fancy-looking driving suit this year.
New products, you are constantly making improvements on existing products or coming out with something new, and now available, the non-lightened Ford 9-inch.
Yeah, not that I initially directed it directly towards IMCA, but I saw about four empty holes in IMCA's gear ratios that IMCA allowed for their IMCA Northern Sport Mod and for their IMCA Hobby Stock class. So we went ahead and contacted one of my suppliers and made an agreement to make a handful of these ratios. We made a 537, which is a big bare spot between the 529 and the 543. These next two are kind of close, but with the IMCA's port mods and their crate motors, you got to be close in gear ratios, because those things, it just takes ever so a little bit of a gear ratio change to bring that thing to life or to kill it. So we built a 550 and a 557. And so far to date, the 557 has been the most popular. And then the last one that we did was we built a Ford 9-inch 575. And that's one that's just kind of unheard of. I mean, in my lifetime, I've probably seen two Ford 9-inch 575 ring and pinions. And so I built that one there. That fills a big gap between 567 and 583. And the good thing about it is, you know, some of those ratios are available on the market today, but they are in a lightweight version. And according to the IMCA rules, you can't run a lightweight gear in those two classes. So it's been a good thing. It's been painstaking, because my supplier was supposed to have them to me last March, and I didn't get them in my hands until about August. So I lost half the racing season last year. But they're slowly going away. We've advertised them a little bit here and there, and we've sold a few of them outside of the IMCA racing world because people are just looking for that in-between ratio. So it's been a good project. You know, our carbon fiber drive shafts for the USMCS and the USRA and the UMP racers is still going really, really good. I think Ryan Gustin's probably ran the same carbon fiber drive shafts along the way to winning that $127,000. So we've had real good luck, and we're just going to keep doing what we do and try to visit more racetracks and shake more hands and let people know that I'm a real person and I genuinely care about the racing industries.
Pat, you sure are a real person, and you are one of the hardest working people I know. You were right back in the office right after having knee replacement surgery. Nothing seems to slow you down doing the job you love. If listeners would like to find out more about you and the products that you provide to the racers, what are the best ways, Pat?
You know, we have a little website that I don't have enough time to spend on, and it's fastshafts.com. They can go there and they can read about some of our products. And we're trying to get it updated, but the time that I have in the office working during the day, answering 80 phone calls a day and then traveling on the weekends, I don't have time to dedicate that. But we also have a Facebook page. You know, you can go to Fast Shafts by Axle Exchange. And like you said, I'm constantly putting information out there about some of the drivers that are doing well with my products. And I'm not a young man by no means, but that Facebook thing is very, very powerful. If you go there now and follow some of the people on Facebook, the Fast Shaft voting, that's where they're doing the voting, is on the Facebook page for all their favorite drivers.
Pat, thank you so much for your time being with us here on the Dirt Show. It's always great talking with you, and we'll see you at a racetrack soon.
Yeah, it's all the information to find me is you can usually either get it on Facebook or you can just Google Fast Shafts, and there's tons of information out there in the internet world. But the phone numbers are on Facebook, the phone numbers are on Google, your phone numbers are on our website. So, yeah, anytime, just give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to see if we can help people go a little bit faster.
Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelley. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Summertime's all about easy living at Casey's General Stores. We know how busy it can get, so make it simple and order online through the Casey's app. Don't forget to check out all of the new items available to order online, including our breaded pork sandwich, chicken tenders, potato cheese bites, hamburgers, and more. And right now, get a large made-from-scratch taco pizza for just $13.99. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey friends, it's Feed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub is the most versatile blend of spices on the planet. Try it in marinades, on meats and on seafood, on baked potatoes and vegetables, in pasta salads and popcorn, and anything else that needs a flavor kick. No matter the meal, our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub makes taste buds happy. Remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for just $4.29 a quart. Quality motor oil at an affordable price. A deal so good it practically sells itself. Which begs the question, what do we do with the rest of this commercial? Repeat the deal, I guess. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.29 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, July 20th, they were racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa in the A-Modified feature. Ben Krause over Josh Ruby in the B-Mods. Josh Meyer over Colby Fett in the Hobby Stock feature. Brandon Nielsen over Darren Johnson in the stock car feature, Colin Rogers over Alex Dostal in the street stocks, Kevin Opie over Jake Masters. They were also racing at Dodge County Speedway in Kasson, Minnesota last Thursday night, July 20th at the Dodge County Fair. In the A-Mods, it was Brandon Davis over Jay Erke. In the B-Mods, Jet Sorensen over Billy Steinberg. In the street stocks, Zach Elward over Noah Grinstead. And in the 600 Mods, Chris Gilbertson over Joe Provencino. They were also racing last Thursday night, July 20th at KRA Speedway in Wilmer. In the A-Modified feature, Tyler Keeter over Tim Johnson. In the B-Modified feature, Sean Fernks over Tyler Keeter. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Trevor Rottinger. In the Sport Compact feature, Dustin Verkus over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, it was Tim Johnson over Justin Vogel. And in your Superstock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Dexton Koch. Granite City Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 21st, in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the A-Modified feature, Dennis Check over Tyler Keeter. In the B-Mods, it was the 88L of Eric Lamb over Ryan Sudansky. In the Mod 4s, Clint Jensen over Dean Larson. In the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod A-Main, Andy Zimmerman over Tommy Payton. In the sport compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Jake Smith. In the street stocks, Tim Johnson over Sam Fankhauser. And in your super stock A main, Dennis Check over Tim Johnson. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, July 22nd. In your IMCA Hobby Stock A Main, Brian Loschitter over Corey Probst. In the IMCA Sport Compacts, Ryan Bryant over Alex Drostel. In the Sport Mods, it was Jeff Lloyd over Eric Larson. In the Modified A Main, Tyler Limoges over Chad Porter. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Brian Oppitz over Dakota Robinson. In the sprint cars, it was Trevor Smith over Trevor Serbus. And in the stock car A main, David Moriarty over Taylor Wilms. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was racing last Saturday night, July 22nd. In your 410 wing sprint car 20-lap A main, Brian Brown over Ian Madsen. In the 360 wing sprint car A main, it was Sawyer Phillips over Jamie Ball. And in the 305 wing sprint car A main, Matthew Stelzer over Kelby Watt. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, July 22nd. In your A modified A main, it was Zach Johnson over Brady Gertis. In the B modified A main, it was Corey Stork over Brooke Hellerman. In the Dirt Late Model A Main, Don Shaw over Zach Johnson. In the Super Late Models, it was Ben Walden over Dave Zimmerman. In the Pure Stock feature, Jesse Waldorf over Scott Horn. In the Street Stock feature, Tim Johnson over Jeff Krause. And in your Super Stocks, Trevor Surer over Tim Johnson. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night. In the A Modified A Main, Jason Cummins over Lucas Schott. In the B Modified feature, Steven Amundsen over Jared Baumeister. In the Street Stocks, Jim Gullickson over Danny Richards. In the Super Stocks, Tommy Richards over Neil Eckhart. And in the USRA B Modifieds, it was Ben Mowdry over Dustin Cruz. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 22nd. With the UMSS non-wing sprint cars and wing sprint cars on hand, in the traditional non-wing sprint car A main, it was Jeremy Kurzman over Scott Brandt. In the 360 wing sprint car division, it was Derek Lusk over Ryan Bowers. In the B modified A main, it was Eric Lamb over Travis Schulte. In the full-bodied vintage stock cars that were on hand, Ron German over Tom Godfrey. And in the vintage modified division, it was Mark Penny over John Bethke.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Mizkin.com.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of... Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Otana Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles, and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Otana Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-AUTO.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.